Hello.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Hi, Chuck. How are you?
Fine,
thanks.
You
feel you completely recovered?
Oh, yes. I'm entirely over it.
Good.
Feeling better.
You know, Bill Rogers had an interesting reaction on that Meet the Press thing. He thought Muskie came off well for the reason that the press was too rough.
Oh, really?
Of course, Bill is always, that was his reaction to the Rather thing.
Mm-hmm.
But Bill is a pretty good observer, and it may be that the audience is not too smart as far as it isn't the size of the audience that matters. It's what the intelligent
people. It's what the sophisticates think. I haven't talked to anybody today, Mr. President. I thought maybe my view was just overly emotional because I get too involved in those things. But
well, I wouldn't get involved. The hell with it.
Everybody I've talked to today had the same reaction. George Shultz, who claims to be non-political but's a pretty good politician, said that he thought it was just terrible, a horrible performance, and he wondered if he was alone. And we discussed it at the 8:15 morning after Bob had left, and I think everybody who saw it had the same reaction. We've had it rerun today, and
my God, you look at the things twice?
Oh, yes, yeah, because it's very revealing. And I had Bill Sapphire call Bob Novak. You know, Sapphire and Novak are close. And he said, asked Novak what he thought of it. And Novak said it was an abysmal performance, that Muskie was absolutely furious afterwards, that his people have been calling in absolute outright outrage today.
On what ground?
Well, that Novak was unfair to him.
Mm.
That he was probing him too hard, which he wasn't. I mean, Muskie...
I wonder if Rather got the same impression when our people called him. Oh, no, but that wasn't that way.
No, it was different. It was different, and you'd have to watch the two to really appreciate the difference.
You don't think it was exactly the same, huh?
Oh, not at all. No analogy at all. You took him in stride. You were very gentlemanly. Muskie was not. Muskie was obviously irritated. He was terribly evasive. He just kept bobbing and weaving on the questions, and his answers weren't good. I mean, you had crisp, factual, very precise, nothing vague about any of your answers in the Rather thing, and Rather was tough on you, but you handled it gracefully. These guys were tough on Muskie, and he handled it.
There have been a number of columns on the Rather thing which are quite interesting, and it doesn't bother me a bit. Most of them, the TV columns, do not take him on at all, which is all right, but they do say that it was one of those where both came off well. That's quite interesting, isn't it?
Yes.
That's good for our side.
Oh.
Rather people feel good about it, don't they? How do they feel?
I think the CBS people were a little shaken up because...
Really?
Yes, sir. They never heard a word from us, but they heard a good bit from the Heartland, and I've been watching the Letters to the Editor column, which I think is very revealing.
I didn't call CBS, but I wrote Cronkite on another matter. I guess that was it.
Well, Cronkite wrote you about the NBC day in the life of the presidency.
I wrote to him.
Extraordinary letter from him, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
No, these are not comparable, Mr. President. This fellow did not show the mettle.
You think that they got some letters from the Heartland on their other show?
Oh, I know they did. And, we know of many they
some
received.
Of our, but what about others, too?
We have reason to think so from what they indicated there.
Mm-hmm.
Their mail was running. Was heavier than we had generated, and we heard from people who said that they had been incensed over it, and it's mostly partisans.
Sure. What we have to realize, though, Chuck, is that generally speaking, people are on the side of the person being subjected to the Inquisition. You know,
that's
Bill Rogers' point.
Yes, and he may have a point in that respect, but I think that's right. If Muskie had appeared bruised or had appeared offended or had been big about it, but he was little about it. And
his people really personally raised hell with the other side, huh?
Yes, sir.
One thing about Rather's people, they can never complain that we raised hell because they didn't hear a word from us.
Not a single word. Not a single word.
You think that shook them up at CBS, huh?
Yes, I do. And... in fact, I've had some indications that it did. It's hard to say. You know, we really don't know what's going on inside that place, except that one of their lawyers is a good friend of mine who feeds me things, and he indicated they were disturbed by it. But they thought Rather had gone on just a little too hard. And there's a difference between a senator who's a presidential candidate
and
sitting in the Oval Office. You know,
mm-hmm.
the environment is totally different. If he submits himself to Meet the Press, that's the name of the game.
That's right.
I think the biggest deficiency...
Of course, I've done Meet the Press at least a half dozen times, and you just have to sit there and take it, that's all. You never can show any irritation.
Well, the place he came apart, I think, was not so much the irritation, because... That is a human quality, but where he came apart was his inability to really come to grips with the issues crisply. he fudged it all over the place. And he, you weren't really sure when he got all through what he had said, except you knew he was for busing under some circumstances. But he took an awful lot of words to say it. He was not the...
I wonder if the real thing here is not to get across in the follow-up thing, one that... I don't know. In other words, you got to get on one theme and stick to it. And what is the theme that his, that not on just the basis of this, but everything, isn't the theme that he won't take a stand?
Yes, he's not strong,
and he's just a weak man.
Right,
a weak man. Everything there, all people, or I don't know. Maybe people like God. I don't know.
It's weak and indecisive. It's a man without
weak and indecisive.
No courage of conviction. And that plays right into the hands.
But a pleasant, just say a very pleasant, but I'd kill him a little with that, but weakening side. But it's some of that that really ought to crack, and you ought to get, if Hubert could start hitting that. Now, Hubert would have murdered that Meet the Press panel.
Oh, hell yes.
He talks a question to death.
Yeah, but Muskie didn't. And Muskie drones on. You know, this, the quality that that people have liked in Muskie is this sort of quiet, calm, subdued fellow. That may not have the wearing quality that is needed. When people look seriously at him, Schultz said this morning, he said, I kind of like to think that our opponent would be a good president if he should win. He said, I'd feel better. But he said, looking at that man, he lacked the quality and the depth and the understanding to be president. And he said, that's really what shook me up the most. He said, I figure maybe we won't win the election, and maybe the fellow we run against will be here. And he said, looking at it from that standpoint, he said, I was terribly let down and disappointed in Muskie. And I think a lot of sophisticates will view it that way. The other place that he's vulnerable as a result of this, and I think this one needs exploiting, is he's running on the trust Muskie theme. He's running on the theme that you can believe in him, you can't believe in Nixon, you can't believe in what the government says. And this business of not disclosing his campaign finances, on which they just zeroed in on him. And they...
Well, have we? I guess we have, yeah.
Well, you haven't been a candidate raising money, and...
That's correct.
That's different. And from now on, of course, we will.
We'll have Maury do that religiously.
But we're not being pious about it either. You see, he's being self-righteous, so he has established for himself a higher standard. And
that's an amusing, interesting point.
Well,
although don't they expect politicians to lie about that?
Yeah, but this is the one thing he's supposedly got going for him, is that he doesn't.
I see. That he doesn't lie.
Right, and if that image gets tarnished, oh, he doesn't have anything. He's,
you know, one thing interesting though. I think Hubert's going to be a quality to be reckoned with in Florida. I noticed he got a good reception with the old folks. He will.
I don't think there's any doubt.
He'll rip that state, that space thing up and down.
Oh, you might have noticed in today's news story.
And I think he also. You notice he hit the Richmond decision.
That's right.
And damn it, Hubert Humphrey is—he'll be on whatever side's going to help.
Oh yeah, he's on the busing thing. He's been all over the place, and but he's all over it, kind of crisp and clear. He's against the Richmond decision. Period. Muskie yesterday never said whether he was for it or against it. He just waffled it all over the place. He said he was. Mm-hmm. He didn't welcome the problem, and Novak interrupted him and said, that's not what I asked you. And he said, well, now let me finish. And he never did finish. He did.
Novak thought it was not a good performance.
No, his word to Safra was abysmal. Mm-hmm. And he said, a real watershed. He said Muskie came apart and showed he didn't have the staying power and couldn't hang in there. And
they thought, oh, he went that far.
Yes, sir. And wasn't good. He said projection was...
You know, I'll tell you one thing. I'd wish they'd have Agnew next week. Agnew is damn good on these programs.
Now, he won't go on Meet the Press. I've had a hell of a time with him.
That's all right.
I'm trying to sell him it, but he just doesn't like NBC. And he'll go on issues.
He doesn't like CBS either.
No. He'll do issues and answers, but he won't...
I see. Well...
I don't know that he's on Face the Nation. I might get him on one, though.
He's so good. If he could get on soon.
I think... Well, of course, they'd grab him if I could.
And they could compare him. You might just say, gee whiz, he's so good that he'll knock him dead.
Well, we have Hugh Scott on Meet the Press this Sunday. He's got
good.
Maybe we can get Agnew on the week after or Face the Nation.
Yeah.
Maybe I can.
Yeah.
It'd be a good time for him to do that. He's he hasn't done one in quite a while.
He's awfully good on Q&A, and he must not hide that light under a bushel.
His spirits are up, too.
He's good on Q&A, and incidentally, of course, Connolly's superb, but we can't use him politically.
Mm-hmm.
But Agnew is, you know, I've never seen him do bad. I've never watched him, but I've never seen bad reactions to what he's done. He's been damned. He's crisp. He's very intelligent, smooth. I mean, he's got class, a lot more than Muskie.
If anything, he's if there's any fault, he's a little too smooth. But other than that, I agree. He's superb in a Q&A environment, and he's handles himself beautifully. That's a damn good idea, and I think I think right now I could talk him into it. For some reason,
he's pursued it, but just say that after Muskie's performance, for him to go on, you think it'd be a coup. Don't put it on me. That a lot of people in your shop have just said that, that he does so well that he'd kill these bastards.
Well, he's very cooperative right now. He got out a good statement on Muskie yesterday. It didn't get the play that it should have.
Sure, it never will, but it will. It will later.
If we keep hitting it right now, it's what the media is doing is very interesting. They're building up the Democratic side. This is the this is their big
building up Humphrey and Muskie.
Well, that's fine. I mean, I think it's early for them too, and I think it helps us by contrast, Mr. President, to be totally non-political. All of the columns that are being written about the fact that you're not engaging in partisan activities, I think that's great. And let the
we'll play it that way for them.
Let the other side be out there cutting each other up as they're doing.
Right.
And they're going to reply to the State of the Union on Friday.
Yeah, that's fine. That's just great.
Kind of an interesting format.
Yeah, I know. Answer questions on telephone. That's interesting.
With the congressional leaders.
Yeah. That's a good gimmick.
Sure. Well,
I've done it on occasion.
Well, I don't think
you know the way it happens. The damn questions, they'll feed them all in, and they'll know what they are, and they'll answer them. That's the way it works.
I think it's going to be a hard thing for them to draw the issues that way.
Well, let me say, as far as drawing the issues is concerned, that sort of thing in the middle of the day is dead-assed. It's nothing. That's why I'm glad we're doing it in the middle of the day.
I am, too. They're giving them the same time frame, which, from our standpoint, I think is just perfect. I think that's about it on the political front. It looks like Teddy Kennedy's serious at the moment about not being a candidate.
Except he's making his own State of the Union, isn't he?
He's making his speech tonight at the press club, which he's billing as his as his State of the Union. But he's really holding his people back.
Is he?
Yes, sir. He backed off as a delegate in Massachusetts.
What about those rumors we've heard that he wants to be vice president with anybody?
Gee, I wouldn't think so. I think
it could make sense, you know.
To set himself up for 76.
Well, look at Franklin Roosevelt.
That's right.
He did it, and, you know, if he's got any sense of history, he can say it's going to hurt him. He'll be a good soldier, go down fighting, and then he's the residual candidate.
Well, he's convinced that the Democrats aren't going to win this year.
You think he is?
Yes, sir.
He thinks that at least at the moment.
Well, that's pretty pretty convincingly. I'm getting that back convincingly from people who, Massachusetts and elsewhere,
thinks they'll be fighting each other too much. Of course, I think...
He thinks you're unbeatable.
They got to remember that the real sleeper that we have here, of course, is the McCarthy thing. If McCarthy will just stay in as a fourth party.
Yeah, I was disappointed as hell to see such a poor showing he made in Massachusetts with the far-out liberals, because that...
McGovern was the one that came with them.
McGovern came very strong, but I'd love to see McCarthy hold on to his constituency, because that would encourage him to run. If he feels he has any shot at it, he'll stay in.
McGovern will never blow for a fourth party. I mean,
no.
If McCarthy can... if he just thinks in fourth party terms, that's one thing, but because he draws well.
No, he would draw just enough. He would be a real... that would be it in New York. Hell.
He should always be included in any polls in the future by Harris. He's got to be by McCarthy and Wallace should both be included.
Right. Lou did him on the September one and then hasn't done him since as part of a... I'm going to ask him to the next time around. Did you notice that poll, Mr. President, on the that was conducted in Israel on the...
Oh, yeah.
Most admired... That's a very interesting thing. I've been working with Fisher and Goldberg to get that distributed through the Jewish community.
Okay.
Well, it heads off the dough from the...
We hope so.
A little bit of it. It may have that effect.
Trying to do our best.
Got an interesting report from
a little bit helps.
Pete Brennan's fellows on Friday, not from Pete himself, but from his top man, Rogers, who said that Pete is now went off for a couple of weeks at Christmas and came back with his mind made up that he's going to go to work for us this year, and he and his people. But they're happier now with us than they've been in a long time, that the wage price stuff has worked out beautifully for the construction industry, and that all the Democrats have gone too far, with the exception of Jackson, who they now realize won't be nominated.
Poor Jackson just isn't getting anywhere, is he?
Oh, just a complete zero.
Even in Florida? You think he'll do anything there?
Well, I haven't had any first-hand... No, I did get some first-hand accounts last week, and he...
Is he going to stay in down there?
I think he'll stay in. I think he's stuck. I mean, I don't think he can get out if he wants to. But he just isn't making an impression. It's too bad. I'd like to see him build himself up a bit, but he isn't.
And also, he's a good man. Let's face it. We just soon have a good man running in there as a, you know, as the clerk.
Yeah, absolutely. But
old George is... Do you still think he's going to win Florida, huh?
I don't know much about the state, frankly, but every report I get, the polls show it, and the people I've talked to down there think that he's going to come on very strong, extremely strong, and that Humphrey is at the moment the runner-up.
Hmm. Do you think that will really slow Muskie?
Yes, sir.
You do?
Yes.
I know it's south.
If Kevin Phillips' report about Wisconsin is correct, but that will be a wash.
Now, Kevin Phillips' report about Wisconsin, give me that. He says that the Humphrey's doing well there?
Well, he said, yes, sir. He said he's picking up all the labor people in the state.
That's right. Wallace told me, and I was busy at the time, didn't quite.
Right. Well, he said Wallace was going to cut heavily into the Polish wards where he cited the figures from 64 where Wallace ran very strong there. Yeah. That he'll go in and talk busing if he goes in. If he has to be on the ballot, but if he goes in and actually campaigns, he'll cut into Muskie. That Muskie won't get more than 20 to 25% of the vote in the state, and that McGovern will do well and Humphrey will do well, and that it'll be.
I thought that everything showed that Muskie's very strong there, from what we hear, very strong. That thing really helps him.
That's right, but Philip says that the Wallace thing will cut into him there, and that the results won't be conclusive. If Muskie does not do well in Florida, and if the results in Wisconsin are not conclusive.
Mm-hmm. And would it not be well, actually, I don't know whether we can do it, but if the columnists, and I would think Humphrey and his people should be encouraged to say, New Hampshire doesn't matter. We concede that to Muskie and predict 85% for him or some damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
Are they doing that?
Yes, well, Humphrey said that it doesn't mean anything.
But I mean, what about Humphrey? He ought to say that. And all the others that aren't there should simply say, Florida is the real test.
They have. That's been coming through in the press very strong. Yes, sir. But Humphrey and others just have written that off, that's Muskie's backyard and that it won't mean a thing. And I haven't seen 85%.
75.
We've been trying to plant through some friends.
He's bound to get 75 there, Chuck. I think.
I don't think he'll do that well. No, sir.
You think McGovern will get 20, 25?
I think McGovern could get 15. I think Yorty could get 10 to 15. And you're going to have a smattering of write-ins, and you're going to have... it won't be that clear. He'll get maybe 65. And
it's pretty good.
Well,
anyway, it isn't, provided people make out that it's...
That's right.
It's a nothing.
Well, I talked to one fellow in Boston who used to be down here for years and in the political business, and he tells me that Muskie will not do 60% in New Hampshire. Now, I find it hard to believe, but he's kept his hand in politics up there, and he talks to the newspaper people and the political types. The same fellow tells me that Ashbrook is going absolutely nowhere, which surprises me. I would think with the daily barrage of stuff that
Loeb stuff's really coming out.
Oh, God, it's incredible. Mm-hmm. Fitz told me that...
Can't do anything with him.
But they've been to him twice, and they've been pretty tough with him. And he... first of all, he takes all the credit. He thinks that we made that move strictly for him.
Oh, balls.
Yeah, well...
The Fitz knows better than that.
Of course, Fitz does. But he just says that this guy is...
Yeah, well...
Can't deal with him. And he's...
Let them have it there. We're not going to be worried about that one, believe me. Just do the best we can.
Well, the thing I'm trying to get Fitz to do is to get him to go after Muskie. He's paying no attention to Muskie. I went back through the Manchester Union leader for 3 weeks, and hell, you can't find a
thing about Muskie.
Can't find anything about him. Nothing, good or bad. He just, he builds up Yorty, builds up Ashbrook, and then has a couple of editorials a week that just cut the bejesus out of us. And that's Loeb, of course. He's got a one-track mind. Fitz is being very, very helpful to us. He's
good.
All of his people, by the way, he told me he had what he called honor commitments out of them, all of the top fellows. I was amazed at the list he gave me from across the country. And he's also helping us on the West Coast dock strike. I don't know whether he's going to succeed, but...
Well, I hope he can. I see he took another union in, too, with him, which is good.
Well, he's trying to take Bridges in, and he told Bridges that he would not support his strike, which really drove Bridges right to the wall, which, again, Fitz did for us. He's a tower of strength.
Yes, sir.
And I think we're going to find him awfully helpful this year. He's been, as I say, just spending his time recruiting and doing very, very well. And some of the key areas, you know, that can make a whale of a difference because those fellows infiltrate the building trade.
Particularly in these key industrials. I mean, basically, to me, it's New York, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Illinois.
Yes,
that's where it can help.
Yes, exactly.
Not so much in California. That's a volatile state. But those states, it can help enormously.
It can be terribly important in those states. Yeah. And Fitz says it. He says we shouldn't write off Michigan. He said the.
I've heard others say that. I don't know whether they're right or not.
Well, I see no evidence that that Michigan is any different than it always has been, other than Fitz saying that his people, who are of course very strong there, and the general feeling in the auto workers, which he claims is
a little better.
They're having the best time they've ever had.
Yeah.
And that they're basically conservative fellows, notwithstanding Woodcock, and not to write it off. So,
glad you okay, you stay well, and
I'm fine.
I'm going to be busy this week, so I'll see you later.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. President.